You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the local visual art scene, so always delighted to say hello to the chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, executive director of Culture Source, serving cultural organizations across Southeast Michigan, Omari Rosh. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
We have a guest with us today. Her name is Elizabeth Youngs. She's the program manager for the Guild of Artists and Artisans in Ann Arbor. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Should we start by explaining what the Guild of Artists and Artisans is?
Yeah. So the Guild of Artists and Artisans, we're a nonprofit based in Ann Arbor. We put on several art fairs throughout the year, mostly in Michigan, but one in Ohio. And we are really just focused on providing marketing opportunities for artists, mostly through fairs and now through a new art gallery.
The art fair?
The Ann Arbor Summer Art Fair, yes.
Yeah, you're one of the four. Got a big, giant presence there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's a big deal.
And you'll be experiencing your first this year.
I will be, yeah. Yeah, I started just after the Ann Arbor Art Fair this year. So this will be my first time. It's crazy.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
But now you get to spend your time really thinking deeply about this new gallery.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. We're really excited. It opens on Friday. We've put a lot of hard work into it, so we're excited to share it with the community.
Are we talking about the Gutman Gallery?
Yes. So the new gallery is called Gutman Gallery. It's at 118 North 4th Ave, right in Ann Arbor. It's in a great little location, and it'll have a rotating exhibitions throughout the year, a permanent little gallery shop that folks can stop in all the time, and we'll also have like workshops and events and fun stuff for the community.
It's in Carytown, even more specifically.
It is, yeah, yep.
Just kind of help people kind of locate it in their minds.
Yeah, yep, and we just painted, so if you're familiar, we used to have a very bright purple storefront. It's now black, and we have some nice, fun window art, so you can see it from far away now.
What kinds of work will be shown?
Yeah, so we have 2D and 3D work in the space for our first show coming up here on Valentine's Day on the 14th. It's not a huge space, but we have a lot of really great artwork. We were really blown away by the response from artists in our community.
Do artists that show in this gallery have to be members of the guild, or who is it open to in terms of being able to have their work shown there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this space is open to everyone. There really are no restrictions as far as applying for a show goes. We do have some benefits if you're a member. So, you know, we like to provide membership benefits for our members. But so you'll get a little bit of a cut on your application fees and a little bit larger commission if your work sells. But everyone is welcome to apply for our shows. We'd love to have new faces.
From across the country.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have in our first show when we open up on the 14th, we have an artist from New York. We have people from all over.
And it's all for sale?
It is, yeah, yep. So we'll have artwork in the exhibition space that is all for sale. And then we also have a lot of great work in our gallery shop, too.
And you have a special theme?
We do, yeah. So opening on Valentine's Day, our theme is love. It's called Amour, Looking Through the Eyes of Love. Oh. So you'll see a lot of themed artwork. It'll be at our grand opening event on the 14th. It's from 6 to 9, and we'll have drinks and treats, and it'll be like a nice love-themed date night or Galentine's night.
What a great way to spend Valentine's Day, and it's open to the public, right?
It is, yeah. So we encourage everyone to come check out our space, learn a little bit more about what we have coming up and what we're doing. It'll be a fun night.
Well, and you know, Valentine's Day is so clustery in downtown anyway. I mean, you're trying to squeeze in these reservations, and so thinking about popping by, I mean, it just is a really wonderful and fingers crossed, I don't know if it's going to be snowing. WEMU will let us know what the forecast is at some point.
But if you need a last-minute Valentine's gift and you like art and it's about love, what a great place to go.
Yeah, stop by before dinner, after dinner, for dinner, we'll have food.
And it's really great to see this gallery open in town, as it's just one more opportunity for artists to show their work. It puts the arts front and center and just makes the arts even more visibly part of our kind of daily lives and the ecosystem, the things that make Washtenaw County great. So, you know, we're all cheering you on here.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and we're really excited too about just being able to provide really competitive commission rates. So we're hoping that everyone is able to apply to show their work in the space.
It's the Gutman Gallery, brought to you by the Guild of Artists and Artisans. And we've been talking to Elizabeth Young's program manager. Thanks so much for joining us for this part of Art and Soul.
Thank you.
Omari Rush, we got a lot going on. Can you fill us in?
Yes, I can, Lisa. My pleasure. Absolutely. You know, the Riverside Arts Center in IPSI has an exhibition that just opened up, Embrace the Black Experience. This is a celebration of Black and African-American culture. Drop by Riverside Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays and see the work. They are having a symposium this Saturday, February 15, basically all day long. It's free. They'll have storytelling and sharing, food, arts, spiritual activities that just build people's mindfulness and awareness. Mm. Just a really wonderful all ages day. Again, a celebration of Black culture. So I encourage people to drop by there. And again, the focus runs for the entire month of February.
Because it is Black History Month.
That it is.
UMA, what's happening at UMA, the University of Michigan Museum of Art?
Yes, the UMA is so wonderful that it's like a shortened, tighter thing. But, you know, Christina Hamilton did come by and talk to us about the wonderful series of activities that they have on the Penny Stamp Speaker Series.
Yeah.
Well, they're also partnering with UMA on this installation called Witness Lab, which is an installation that is a courtroom. It looks like a real courtroom, and it's set up in UMA. And it's by artist Courtney McClellan. Throughout the run of this, they'll be doing things like reenactments, readings of trial transcripts, really looking at the courtroom as a performance and art space. And it just so happens that this February 17, Courtney will be doing an artist talk at UMA in their Helmut Stern Auditorium, 5:30 to 7 p.m. So you can hear her speak about that work and also ask some questions as well.
The legal proceedings, the courtroom as art.
Yes, the courtroom as art.
Definitely interesting.
And it's very topical. I mean, this year is like super, super intense in terms of civic engagement and opportunities to do that and have your voice count, whether it's counting in a census or whether it's counting in an election.
Speaking of having your voice count, I guess there's been some budget proposals going on impacting the arts in Washington.
Well, you know, as you may have heard, the president and his administration just released their budget proposal for fiscal year 2021. And for the fourth year in a row, there was a proposal to eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, right, and a set of other agencies focused on arts and culture. I know that folks may have lots of questions about this. I would just say here that there has been very strong bipartisan support in Congress for keeping these agencies around. And so if you have questions about what the future might be for them, certainly you can contact your member of Congress. You can also go to a newly formed organization in the state of Michigan, the Cultural Advocacy Network, CAN for short, which is a consortium of the leaders of a variety of statewide arts organizations.
And they will advocate against this or give you information on how to speak up about it?
They will certainly be able to give you information about what this means and just tools for contacting folks and letting people know how you feel about this.
We will put a link to that for sure on our website, WEMU.org. Omari Rush, thank you so much. We always appreciate all the information you bring to us. Elizabeth Young's links to your new gallery and the Guild of Artists and Artisans on our website as well. Thank you both for being a part of Art and Soul, the visual arts here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.